I'm going to continue part two of a series called Discovering Jesus. Actually, last week it was Christ Our Redeemer Lives, and today it's Name Above All Names. And there happens to be a book, Jesus, Name Above All Names, written by a guy by the name of Kenneth W. Hagin. That's me. That's my book, Jesus, Name Above All Names. You know, I was talking to Dad one time, and he said, people are always trying to come up with something new and a different topic, different new, and seem like there's some pressure on to do that. But he said it's more important just to preach the truths of the Word of God over and over again. If you ever notice, he didn't ever try to come up with new. He just kept reiterating what the Word said. And the truth is, when you really get a hold of the revelation of Jesus, it's a liberating and exciting time. You know, so today it's Jesus' name above all names. Go to Philippians 2. Philippians 2. Now, sometimes we have to stir ourselves up to receive something from the Word of God, especially from subjects and scriptures that we already heard, but because so many times when people hear, well, I've heard that before. No, you need to stir yourself up and open up, because you'll get something new if you'll open up. Philippians 2:9. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and those in heaven, and those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And then in Ephesians 1:21, it says that God had given him a name far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You know, according to these scriptures, then, at the name of Jesus, heaven stands at attention. At the name of Jesus, humanity has to fall on its face and worship. And at the name of Jesus, demons tremble like leaves in the wind. Why is all this? Because Jesus has a name that's above every name. God has given him a name and highly exalted him. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, far above, far, far above principalities and powers. You know, today, every time, and I didn't know they were going to sing all these songs about Jesus. I'm glad they did. But every time you use the name of Jesus, you need to realize that you are defeating the enemy all over again. The name of Jesus actually, in one sense of the word, stands for the person Jesus. When we use the name of Jesus, it is if Jesus himself was there, because of the power and authority that is in that name. You know, if Christians would ever get a hold of the truth of what the name of Jesus really is, then everything would be different. You know, people are living in defeat instead of victory because they don't know how to use the name of Jesus. You know, if you know how to use the name of Jesus, there's health and healing instead of sickness and disease. If you know how to use the name of Jesus, there's safety and protection instead of fear and danger. Everybody likes freedom, but there's freedom in the name of Jesus. Everybody wants abundant life, but there's abundant life in the name of Jesus. You know, when you really begin to zero in on Jesus, that name that's above all names, it'll really change the way you thinking, the way you live, and actually it'll change your lifestyle. You know, as I share some of these thoughts with you today, I realize that many of you have heard them before, but it doesn't hurt you to hear them again. The name of Jesus is the key to our spiritual authority. Matthew 28. Oh, I got lots of time. It's only 9:51 according to that clock back there. I got plenty of time. That clock said it's only 9:51. Hadn't been, I guess that, but my watch says it's later than that. It's 10:51. Okay, everybody found Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, what's the next part? All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you even to the end of the age. Amen. Actually, he's saying here, I have all authority. It's been given to me. Now I'm giving it to you. Go. In essence, that's what's being said. He has delegated his authority to us, the church. Now, I'm not talking about a local church. I'm talking about the church. And that's everybody that's born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are part of the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones. And he has given us the authority to use the name of Jesus. That's every single believer. You know, famous or unknown, rich or poor, young or old, new convert or been in the way for a long time. It's for everyone. The name of Jesus unlocks the storehouse or the treasure of heaven. You know, how many of you have a key in your pocket? Now, you may have several keys. You got one that probably starts your car. Unlock your car door. You got one that unlocks your house or your apartment, wherever you live. You see, you might go out of here and say, I'm going to start my car. But really, all you do is insert the key and turn it. The key is what allows the car to be started. You know, we've been given the key to use in the spiritual realm to unlock all of the riches of heaven. And it's the name of Jesus. Man, it unlocks the windows, the doors, the storehouse of heaven. The name of Jesus unlocks the power of God. It activates the ministering spirits on our behalf. Now, I took it out and it's laying back there. But I have a key that's called the Grand Master. And that key will unlock any door on this campus. Any office, any door. The church doors. It don't make a difference whether I go there or that front door there or that door over there or the south door. All those doors, that one key, I can unlock all of them with that one key. And I can go into any of the offices with that one key. Now, there's a lot of different associates sitting here, a lot of different people that work at this ministry. Now, they have keys that will let them in their office, but that's, or let them in the door from outside to get inside so they can go in their office, but that's all that key will unlock. They can't go over to another building and unlock it and go in anywhere. That's all. But the Grand Master unlocks everything. And there's only a few of those around. Now, you see, I have the authority to delegate and give that key to different ones. Hello. As I choose. Now you see, Jesus had the key. And he turned around and he delegated and gave that key to us, his name. Because it says in Revelation 1:18, the keys of death and of Hades and death, he had them. He conquered them. Now you see, I could take that key, you know, and say to Ernie over there, or to Mike here, or anybody, hey, go out the door there and go to the church office and use this key, go in there and bring me one of those slips where you fill out to get something from WeCare. Or I could tell them to go up in my office and bring me my iPad. I left it on my desk. Now, I gave them that key and gave them the authority to unlock the administration building, to go upstairs, unlock my office, and go into my office and retrieve my iPad and come back. But now the deal is, when they get back, they give me my iPad, but they also got to give me that key. So now they no longer can go there, right? Jesus gave the key, and we still have it. And you can use it. He gave us the key after he had obtained it with his redemptive act on Calvary. You see, the name of Jesus is where the power is. We all know Mark 16:17-18. These signs shall follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The name of Jesus is the key to signs and wonders. It's the key to casting out devils. You remember Paul was over there preaching and taking care of the devil. And so some of the other guys decided they're going to cast the devil out. Seven sons of Sceva. And they said to come out in the name of that Paul preaches. And the demon said, Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but who are you? And then he jumped on him and beat the tar out of him. That's what it said. I mean, that's the way we would say it. Actually, the Bible says they fled bleeding and naked. Isn't that what the Bible says? They got beat up pretty bad. You see, but when Paul was using the name of Jesus, guess what? It worked. You see, The demon said, Jesus I know and you I know. Why does he know us? Because we have been given that authority. We have been delegated that power of that name. You know, the name of Jesus is what helps us to accomplish supernatural feats. The name of Jesus is still as powerful as it was the very first day. That name has the power to heal and to save and to deliver and provide. But you know, you got to find out about something before, even if you're delegated, you got to find out something about it before you can take advantage of it. Even though you have a right to it. I could just hand somebody and say, here's the key. Well, what good is the key if you don't know what it goes to? If you don't know what it unlocks? I got a bunch of keys on my key ring that I've had for a long time. And I was looking at it the other day and I said, I don't even know what this goes to. So evidently, it was something that I needed to unlock at one time or another. Now I don't even know what it went to. And I was looking at one. I said, well, I think that went to the race car trailer. But you know what? I know that we've had 5 or 6 different locks since then because we've had 2 or 3 different trailers. As you buy and sell and you have to upgrade. How many of them ever upgraded? Yeah. How many of you have ever been looking at keys and you said, well, now this key went to a lock. Oh, that lock don't exist anymore. It broke and I throwed it away. But you still got the key, right? And it's going to do you no good because it will not work on anything. But the key, the name of Jesus, it works on everything. It never loses any of its authority. Hello, how many understand what I mean? Now, I said you got to find out. See, people are living in ignorance because they don't know what the Word of God teaches about the name of Jesus. I'm not saying anything derogatory about it, but we, many of us, live in ignorance of certain things because, number one, we may not need to know it. Number two is that it doesn't help us any if we do know it. When I was in the Army, I had carried top secret cryptographic clearance and highest clearance that this country gives. I asked the guy today, and it still is, I think. But there was, in with that clearance, there was a clause, if you need to know, a need to know. Even though I've got the clearance, and if I don't need to know it, then I don't have privilege to it. Even though I got the clearance. You see, we need to know what belongs to us because of the name of Jesus. Too many people are being robbed and defeated primarily because they have failed to realize the power that belongs to them in the name of Jesus. That's one reason. Another reason is they have failed to understand the power and the purpose of the name of Jesus. And another reason is they may know about the name of Jesus, but they've never appropriated it for their self. Now, many Christians need to renew their mind so that they are not ignorant of the name of Jesus. Many need to renew their mind with the Word of God so that they understand the power and the purpose of the name of Jesus. But many understand and realize all of these things, but they have heard about the power in the name of Jesus. They understand the name of Jesus. But we need to do something that is important, and that is appropriate that name. Now, what does it mean to appropriate the name of Jesus? Well, according to Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, the word appropriate means to take exclusive possession of something. See, we've got to take exclusive possession of the name of Jesus if we're going to accomplish anything. You know, we need to understand that because of the name of Jesus, we are more than conquerors. Because of the name of Jesus, we always have victory, according to Paul in 15:57 of Corinthians. He said, God always gives us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, you've heard me tell this story before, but At one time I was in a customs area going in another country, and man, a ruckus started, you know, and custom agents was screaming at one another and hollering at one another. And that can happen. I don't know if any of you have ever done that. You ever seen that happen, Brother Jim? sometimes they get to argue. And a lot of times it's because they want you to give them something, and then maybe some guy does give somebody something, the other guy, he wants part of what he got, and it causes a ruckus. I mean, they start yelling, and everybody is yelling and screaming. And I just standing back there in line. I said, man, I saw it was getting, I've been around a lot of stuff, but it was starting to really get, it was about to get out of hand. And I just started saying, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, I wasn't saying it loud, just under my breath, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Anybody couldn't have heard me because all the screaming and yelling that was going on anyway. And I said that about four or five times. I said, Jesus, and all of a sudden, it was like somebody just throwed a bucket of water on everything. And everybody just quietened down and shut up. And four or five lines of customs people, we standing there, they just started waving people through, and they didn't even look at any bags. They just started going, you know, and didn't even look at nothing. The name of Jesus has power. Hello. You know, way back in, what, 68, I think it was, I was associate pastor of my father-in-law, and I was also involved with our denomination with the section in the Christ Ambassador Department. And so several of us got together, and Andre Crouch was just getting started. And we invited him. I remember we rented the school auditorium, and we had a deal. And he was telling a story about how that he, for some reason, he got invited at a rock concert. And he said, what in the world am I going to do? Because he said, man, when they introduced him, he got up there, it was just chaotic, you know, because they had been with that rock and roll heavy stuff. And so he just said he began to just run up down the piano, and arpeggios, I think they call them. Anyway, and so... he just started saying in the microphone, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And he said, man, it was just, everything just quieted down. Then he sang a little bit, and he said, told him if any of them was interested in knowing Jesus, just a meeting backstage. And so they were an outside deal. And he said several came back there. But all he said was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. See, have any of you been where there have been chaotic conditions and you just begin to say, Jesus, 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 and everything just quiet? Anybody been there? I know you have if you've traveled over in some of the other countries. I know you've seen that happen. You see, if we want to enjoy the benefits of Christ's redemptive act, the benefits of what he did with that redemption on Calvary, we have got to take possession of that name and begin to exercise our authority over the enemy with the name of Jesus. It's not us, it's Jesus. It's not what we did, it's what he done. And because of what he done, he defeated it. He defeated the devil. Now, the enemy does not want us to know all this, because he knows that when we really get a hold of this fact, that he's toast. He can no longer rule over us. He can no longer hinder us from receiving the blessings of God. That's why he tries so hard to keep people from understanding the power in the name of Jesus. That power. We need to learn to take that key and go out and possess what belongs to us. You know, speaking the name of Jesus. They're just, I love that one song they sang, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Hello. Jesus. Just say it a minute. Jesus. 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 Man, you can't say that three or four times without all of a sudden you begin to feel a peace. How many know what I'm... Am I right? Did you begin to feel that? You know, why? Because everything, it's already said, everything has to bow to that name. The angels in heaven, us, and it says the demons in hell have to bow to that name. That name. Not just any name, but that name. Jesus. You know, you can have the name of Jesus, but if you don't understand it, what it is, and just say, oh man, it's really great to be born again. Praise the Lord. You've got it, but you're not enjoying any benefits. You know, I've told this story before, but I never get tired. It's a great story. I love it. It was a story that's told by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. You know, Charles Spurgeon was the great English preacher. And there's books of his sermons that you can read. Anybody ever read any of Spurgeon's sermons? I mean, man, the guy could lay it out there. Well, he tells a story of being, he was asked to go down to a one-room shanty. That's just a one-room shack, you might call it, and minister to an old lady that was dying of malnutrition. And he went in to talk with her and pray with her. And as he looked around the room, he saw that there was something hanging on the wall. He went over and looked at it, and he realized it was a legal document. And he asked where she got it, and he said, well, I worked for a noble lady for many years. And before she died, she gave me this piece of paper, and it's the only memory and mental I've have of her. And he asked if he could take the document, because he wanted to have the authorities look at it and see what it really was, because he realized it was a legal document of some kind. And the woman said, oh, Well, okay, but be careful with it because it means so much to me. Now, when he had the authorities examine the document, discovered that this noblewoman that she had worked for had left her a home and enough money for her to live on for the rest of her life. Even though she had the document that entitled her to a home and everything, she continued to live in this one-room shack made out of wooden crates. She was starving to death while hanging on her wall was a document that she could have bought anything she wanted. You know, today we have an official document called the Word of God. You know, all we need to do is use it, the name of Jesus. You know, in Acts 3, Peter looked down at that guy at the gate called Beautiful, and he said, "Man, I ain't got no money." "Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't got any money." "But what I have, I'm going to give to you." What he gave him was worth more than any gold or silver or money that he could have given that guy. He said, "In the name of Jesus, rise and walk." You see, he didn't have gold, he didn't have silver, but he had something worth more, the name of Jesus. You may not have much, but if you got the name of Jesus, you got more than enough. Because it'll get you what you need. It'll deliver you from anything that you are in. It'll cause the circumstances to turn around. It'll drive the mountain down. It'll rise the valley up. It's time for you to use the name of Jesus. When you use the name of Jesus, the devil can't stand it. He can't stand that name because he knows the power in that name has defeated him, and he no longer can hold you captive. You know, it's time for us to wake up and use the name that's above all names. That matchless name that there is no other. I mean, you, as they sang the song, you have no equal. There's nothing that even comes close. The name of Jesus is the key that will set you free. It's time for you to learn to appropriate it. What does that mean? Take exclusive possession. And we all can. We all can use the name of Jesus all the time, everywhere, anytime, every time. Everybody stand up. Jesus.
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 I want you to think of something right now that you want to speak against. Something. Maybe it's financial, maybe it's physical, maybe it's a problem at work. I don't know whatever it is. I want you to think about it. And then I want you to say, because I don't know what your problem is, I want you to say, "In the name of Jesus, I come against," and put whatever it is. And then just for about five times after that, say, "Jesus," okay? Let me understand what I'm saying to you. All right, you just need to do it. You need to say, "In the name of Jesus, I come against." Now put it in there, whatever it is. Whatever it is, you got to put it in there. What you're coming against, what you're speaking against. Now just say it. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sing something, Dan.
Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. And Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. And kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Well, hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you get anything out of this morning? Amen and amen.